During the ease, it was pointed out that my referral of House Bill 553, the Grain Reserve Loans Bill, to First House Loans Committee and then Resources creates some problem in as much as it's already scheduled this week in House Resources. So unless there is objection, the bill will go first to Resources and then to the House Special Committee on Loans. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, not a committee, but an announcement. The majority leader informs me that we will not be having session tomorrow, so I'll announce at this time that the Democratic luncheon speaker for tomorrow, Tuesday, in the Baranoff Capitol Room will be Senator Josephson.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, under announcement, the Finance Subcommittee appointed to work on House Bill 384 will meet Thursday, February the 9th at 8:30 in the Budget Room. This bill also had to do with the superintendent of IEAAs and the contracts thereof.
President Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make two announcements concerning Finance Committee activity. One bill, HB 537, was mistakenly calendared for hearing in House Finance this week. It does not have a fiscal note nor a finance referral, so that I'd ask that be waived and announced that it will not be heard. And also a bill, HB 446, has a zero fiscal note and also should be waived directly to rules, possibly. Thank you.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today in the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, we will be dealing with the House Bill 504, Teachers Scholarship Loan Program. We are scheduled usually at 1:15. It is now 1:05. I'd like to give the members an opportunity to take their lunch, and we'll meet at 2 o'clock in room 112. This will be a work session only. We will take no testimony. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bettesworth, you mentioned that House Bill 446 has no fiscal note and therefore should be waived. If that is so, it will require a motion, I believe. So you need to move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee referral for House Bill 446 and with whatever the title is be waived, the Finance Committee referral be waived since there is no fiscal implication. Representative Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 446 be waived from Finance Committee to the next committee of referral. That is has to do with motor vehicles, peace officers.
It has no fiscal.
Zero fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an announcement. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is going to have a presentation on Wednesday, 1 o'clock, down at Centennial Hall. They will discuss the Euro bond situation that they've been dealing with and also budget requests and other things. All legislators and staff are encouraged to attend.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that tomorrow at 8:15, Labor and Commerce will be hearing Senate Bill 67, which is an act in relocation of utilities, construction of highway construction projects by a municipality.
Representative Martin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to show a correction in the subcommittee hearings for the University of Alaska today, because the chancellor from Ketchikan Community College could not make it due to weather. Ketchikan Community College hearings will be held on Wednesday morning. And then also, for the people who were concerned about Matsu, the chancellor asked if they could take that place this morning, which they did. And so the representatives from that area will know they passed through flying colors, and I'm sorry you weren't notified in time.
Representative Clarkson. House, please stand at ease. The further announcements. Representative Grusendorf.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Finance Subcommittee on Natural Resources will be meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays until completion of that work. And there'll be two sessions during each of those days, and that'll be at 8:30 in the morning and then at 3 o'clock.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Committee on Committees meeting tomorrow at 4:30.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a House Democratic Caucus tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Representative Buswell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee hearing this afternoon, which was previously scheduled at 1:30, will now be moved back 1 hour to 2:30 today. Thank you.
Further announcements? Special orders? Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the special privilege of the floor to speak on the renewing of our spirit and political pressure.
You have the floor, Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to tell the body of a fine experience. Whoops. I didn't think it was that bad. I'm sorry that my comments may have such an impact. First of all, Mr. Speaker, as I was about to say, I'd like to report to this body a renewing of the spirit that I have had this past weekend. I, as committee chairman of the Hess Committee, traveled to Kotzebue, Nome, and Bethel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And during the deliberations on the bill that was before us, I found an exceeding joy coming from the folks in those areas that someone thought enough to come back to their hometowns and ask them how they felt, and to sit eyeball to eyeball, shoulder to shoulder, and discuss the matter in a very congenial and beneficial manner. So that's the renewing of the spirit. I sometimes think that when we are here, we are obliviated from the comments of our constituency, and that we rarely get to hear what the folks back home have to say to us, and that we are influenced many times by those that wander in the legislative halls and that, or that can afford to come to us and speak to us. Not to say that our telecommunications system is not benefiting that particular dilemma. However, we all know that periodically those communication links do break down, but the breakdown primarily comes from not being able to speak to a person, but speaking to an instrument. Sometimes that becomes very inhibiting to people. I know that it was for me for many, many years. One practices that, and then one becomes proficient. I also would like to tell this body that I have had a very difficult time in the news media, for example, on remarks that have been made about my vigorous schedule, if you will, of this committee on taking bills out to the people and asking them what they think. The minority leader has spoken out on that matter and has tried to embarrass me on that account. I don't feel an embarrassment, ladies and gentlemen. I feel rather proud of the fact that I have taken my time on the weekends to consult with those people who wish to speak on an issue. And I feel that it's very remiss of any of us not to take that into consideration. Along with that, the minority members of my committee have, as has been said by rumor, boycotted my trips that I have planned when we can leave this town because of weather on those weekends which we are scheduling. Now comes the political pressure issue that I wanted to speak about. It was brought to my attention that one of the minority members of my committee, who refused to go on this trip this past weekend and has since before that time never attended committee hearings outside of this area, not even during the interim, found themselves in a dilemma, and a phone call apparently was made or a discussion was held by one of the members of the legislature whose district we were going to go in. And that my secretary received a telephone call requesting that since they were not able to finally get on an airplane quickly to reach one of the cities that we were going to, that I give consent to charter an airplane for that one individual to go from here to Nome. Mr. Speaker, I think that says enough for political pressure. Of course, I denied that request because we did have tickets for all the members of my committee to travel to all the places and will again, upon their consent, to go. I hope that this will be a lesson. I think it is. It was a refreshing, most invigorating experience, and I came back with much good news. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to commend the chairman of the Hess Committee for her remarks just made, because I just returned after a committee meeting in Anchorage over the weekend and found that what she said is entirely correct, that the people of Anchorage, the people of my area, are very much in support of going out and holding hearings in the area and having an opportunity to interact with us. I had an opportunity to not only deal on the State Affairs Committee issues that we had before us, but I had an opportunity to deal with many other issues. And with that, I'll, with your permission, I'd like to have the permission to speak on the capturing of orcas in Alaska. Thank you. I didn't want to speak on that issue today, but following the orca delegation that went around the state from SeaWorld, I found a lot of untruths, a lot of positions that were taken, disputing the resolution which I introduced, many other representatives from throughout the state introduced, and I found that the SeaWorld organization appears to be very desperate for support. They went on to a media blitz, which I found in Anchorage, and I was called upon on several occasions to obtain, to give clarification on their position, particularly why we, the legislators, are questioning or at least trying to put the state's position into the permit process put forth by National Marine Fisheries. I found on at least three occasions what I term outright lies being given by the SeaWorld organization to the media, to the public at large, with regard to the position taken by the state. And I only caution each and every one of the members of this body who joined with me in trying to exert states' rights on that issue to keep a close eye on this group, because it is one thing I've learned early on in this business. You never want to get caught on that position of lying. And from this day forward, I'm going to keep a very close eye on that group and make sure that at least I have an opportunity to respond to it and keep the record straight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to speak on teleconferencing.
You have the floor, Representative Ewing.
I would also like to commend the chairman of Hess Committee and her efforts this last weekend when she went to Nome, Kotzebue, and Bethel. I think it really showed that we had a spirit of cooperation. We were online here in Juneau, and the speaker came and spoke three times, and I think he did an excellent job. We were working well together. Even though we were blacked out a couple times, I think we were able to respond to questions back and forth, and it really showed that the roadshow can really work and we can still do teleconferencing at the same time. Thank you.
Further special orders. Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to commend the Hess Committee Chairman, Chairwoman, for her trip out into the villages. I think that was I was commendable, and it was certainly at a personal cost to her. And I think it's also a good indication that our teleconference system does work, because the full committee was, or at least a quorum of the committee was there, and we all participated and had good discussions with the different participants. But it also points out that the whole committee doesn't have to be at those conferences. And also, I agree that it's important to get out to the communities and meet eyeball to eyeball. I try to meet with my constituents once a month and talk to them, and I do that with at least for the most part with my own dollar, not the state's dollar. And I guess my last My last comment would be that I think it is important that we meet with our constituents and meet with the people out there, but the weekends are also a time when I catch up on a lot of work, and there's a lot of things that I consider important to do besides just the one committee that I serve on. Thank you for allowing me to speak, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wente.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Within the serious matters that are under discussion on this floor, I request the privilege of the floor to call for a special investigative committee.
You have the floor, Representative Wente.
It's come to my attention on the floor today with a certain data sheets that have been presented to us that there's a need for a special investigative committee to deal with one of our communities. I would note that it would need to be a bipartisan committee to the extent that within this community there are 20 Republicans and 20 Democrats. But it does point out, and it, one of the representatives on this floor noted for my benefit, that there are 78 individuals registered in this community, and he will attest to the fact that there are only 12 residents, that they don't even have a graveyard, so there couldn't be discrepancies there. And I think that this legislature and you, Mr. Speaker, should call for a special investigative committee for a matter that's been under discussion for 2 years on this floor of what the population of the city of Chicken is.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the privilege of the floor to speak on holidays.
You have the floor, Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Friday, I was home for the day, and it was terribly cold, although I must admit that people were warm. The holiday that I'm speaking about this time is the Year of the Rat, the Chinese New Year, and Happy New Year.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February the 8th, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday.